This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Writer R.L. Stein is the author of an extremely popular series of children's horror novels, Goosebumps. But when we asked him for a favorite book for our series, You Must Read This, he reached far outside his comfort zone.
Does this ever happen to you? Every once in a while, I will read a sentence or a paragraph so lyrical, so shockingly perfect, that I have to stop reading the book. So I take a short break, blink a few times, read the words again. A few years ago, my wife and I were invited to a week-long writers' festival in Brisbane, Australia. That's where we met Sebastian Barry, a playwright and novelist from Wicklow, Ireland. Sebastian was there to talk about his newest book, A Long, Long Way, a novel about the tragic travails of the Irish, and in particular young Irish soldiers fighting for the British king during World War I. We had dinner with Sebastian the night before his talk, and he was ruminating about what to say. He said he didn't want to do the standard book talk. He wanted to make the audience feel something. He wanted to leave an impression. The next morning, we took seats near the front of the tent, eager to see what Sebastian had decided. A few moments later, he stepped up to the mic. The large audience grew quiet, and Sebastian began to sing. He did It's a Long, Long Way to Tipperary. It's a sad song to begin with, about soldiers who must travel far from home, perhaps never to return. And Sebastian sang it sad and slow, in a wavering voice filled with all the emotion he had put into his novel. No one moved or made a sound. People all around us began to sniffle and cry. I began reading It's a Long, Long Way on the plane ride home from Australia. It's about a young man named Willie Dunn who leaves Dublin in 1914 to fight for the Allied troops on the Western Front in World War I. Every page of the book manages to portray savage ugliness next to shimmering beauty in language that made me stop and blink again and again. I've been buying A Long, Long Way for friends and recommending it to everyone I know. I think my son Matt summed it up best. After he read the book, he called me and said, "It's not like reading a novel. There's music on every page."
R.L. Stein is the author of the children's book series Goosebumps. He lives in New York City. You can comment on this essay and get more You Must Read This recommendations at our website, npr.org.